Head of Senior School, Jane Sharp, joined Wellington College in Bangkok in August 2024. Jane has an extensive background in independent secondary schools and joined the Wellington College family of schools from Rodine School, an independent day and boarding school in Brighton, UK, where she was senior deputy head as well as an ISI inspector. Jane began her career 14 years ago teaching geography and geology in a state secondary school in East Sussex, UK. Before moving to Thailand from the UK, Jane also lived in Fiji, Australia, and the Maldives. I'm AJ Stark-Ordish, Wellington College and Wellington College Prep Chaplain, and I am delighted to curate the Global Assembly. In this episode, Jane talks about great expectations, how to challenge them, trust your instincts, and follow your heart.
Hello, my name is Jane Sharp, and I'm Head of Senior School here at Wellington College International Bangkok. Today, I would like to talk to you a little bit about expectations and the expectations that people have of you, maybe you have of yourself, but also how you can challenge those expectations. I was very fortunate to grow up with a father who was a pilot. So from a very young age, I was sat in the cockpit of a small Cessna or Robin Aeglon and had the privilege of flying around the British countryside and sometimes slightly further afield. For me, this was perfectly normal because I had it as I was growing up as a child. And in fact, I could fly a plane before I could drive a car. However, there was this expectation from quite a young age, from no one specific, I should add, but an expectation that I would one day be a pilot. This expectation followed me through school, and I decided I wasn't quite ready to go and be a pilot straight after my A-levels, because you can do so and train at 17 or 18, but instead I went off to university, and I went off to Manchester to do a geography and geology degree. I absolutely loved my subject, loved my degree, and decided to pursue a master's degree at UCL in geophysical hazards, which was absolutely fascinating. As I was coming towards the end of my master's, I thought, right, now is the time to become a commercial pilot. And so I went through the application process. As a person who loves the heat, but also aware that clear skies can be very beneficial when learning how to fly, I applied to a flying school in the south of Spain, in a place called Jerez, called Flight Training Europe. Following a series of online tests and interviews, I was invited to a particularly demanding selection process in Spain. I remember this being incredibly grueling, and I was put through psychometric testing, maths and physics tests, practical assessments, reaction time assessments, all sorts of things to really make sure I was up for the job, which apparently I was, as I was given a place at Flight Training Europe in Jerez to start the next month. Now, up to this stage, I had been going through the motions. Becoming a commercial pilot had always been a possibility rather than a reality. And when faced with the reality, I did what some 22-year-olds sometimes choose to do when faced with difficult decisions, and I went travelling to give myself some space and to see the world. So I deferred my entry for 3 months, and off I went. Interestingly, my first stop was Thailand, and I travelled through Asia and ended up in Fiji, teaching English to get my TEFL qualification. It was here, in Fiji, that I really realised that how much I loved teaching. I loved the interactions with people, seeing them developed, seeing them flourish, seeing that I could make a difference. I also had loved my time at school and at university and really enjoyed the process of learning. So I knew deep down that this is what I wanted to spend my life doing. Breaking the news that I would not be taking up my place to be a pilot was really interesting, actually. My parents were fine and happy that I had chosen my path. But it was other people that I had not been expecting to be disappointed, mainly my friends and my friendship group, who had this expectation of me that I wasn't really aware of. Maybe it was linked to the concept of having a friend who was a pilot and the status surrounding that, and potentially the idea of them getting business class flights as we were growing older. But it was really interesting for me to see that the expectation was linked to this status that doing a PGCE and going into teaching at the time didn't have. And that was very interesting. However, here I am now, sat in my office as head of senior school at Wellington College, Bangkok, knowing that the decisions that I made in my early 20s and having to confront those expectations and those very, very difficult decisions and pathways have led me to where I am now. As this is the Global Assembly, offering time to think deeply about ourselves, to give us time to pause for reflection, I think it is always useful to challenge expectations and to always trust your instincts and follow your heart.